With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a beautiful Monday morning. Gonna call it. It's just a beautiful morning. Why does it have to be Monday the whole time?
It's Monday.
This part of the show is brought to you by Bad Advice. We call it that. You know, it's kind of more of a disclaimer than anything because it's pretty awesome. We're consistently solving the problems of the Bay Area.
It's just us being humble.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We don't want to sell, like, if we said, send in a note for awesome advice, then people would be like, oh. Tooting your own horn much?
But we got you.
Yeah, we definitely do. We have solved some major problems. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. All right, well, I'm sitting. Little bitch. I actually like that song. Anyway, we love giving bad advice. And if you need any help in your life, any problem, we like stories too, actually. Sometimes our listeners will send us funny stories and we do.
And videos.
Yes.
That one video is hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
You talking about the.
No.
Whoa, was that?
No,
I was talking about the lady who said Apple combined all our pictures and a video of mom and dad doing.
They make these.
How are you looking so dead faced at me?
Memories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That is a great video. Yeah. Uh-huh. I forgot all about that.
Good idea.
The laying down with the filming the mirror.
Yeah.
That technique.
Well, yeah. Seems like you guys really have a vivid memory.
Well, it stands out. We're talking about family. Secret show and bad advice and stories. There's the one.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's mom.
Hey, mom.
You know.
And dad, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That.
Anyway, yeah, that was a good one. That was a pretty funny video.
Yep.
We'll take it all. Send it to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And we do The Secret Show every day. It airs on the Odyssey app.
Honey.
Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. And all kinds of stuff on there. Mostly Sarah and Vinny, though. So just only ever look for Sarah and Vinny.
Right.
And Alice. On the Odyssey app. I think V Hale's she's changing her days.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a whole new thing going on. So
I'm so happy for her.
I know, it's too. Great news. It really is.
RV Hale is now a TV star.
Yep. Or will be. I mean,
right, she's going to do, and she'll do both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's staying on in middays, but now she's a bigger deal than she even already was. And, oh my God, we're meeting her in less than 2 weeks. Next Thursday night, we are going to be doing our secret show up in Napa. Live
she's
regular show,
there.
And she's going to be there for the whole damn thing. And then we're all going to walk across the bridge and go to Bottle Rock all day. I was looking at the Friday lineup, and Greta Van Fleet is playing right before Metallica.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm actually psyched to see that. I'm not a huge fan. Like, I want to like them. Like, they have a lot of elements that I really like, but I don't love any of their songs. My brother is, like, such a diehard fan. Of Greta Van Fleet. He loves them. He, like, loves the guy's voice. He loves the songs. I'm like, But I think it'll be really fun to see live. So, anyway. Very excited for the Friday Bottle Rock.
That's a good song. What we're hearing
fine.
Now?
Yeah, it's fine. I've heard this one. This is a hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Our boss was singing their praises when they were still undiscovered.
Right. Well, he's always ahead of the curve, so.
Right.
Anyways, I wish I loved them, but I can't wait to see them. That'll be fun. All right. My first story is happy birthday to George Lucas.
Oh, happy birthday, George.
George has done a lot for the Bay Area and has brought a lot of people a lot of joy. I love the Star Wars universe, even though I piss and moan about individual movies. I'm a huge sci-fi fan, and those first three movies that came out starting in the 70s, I was captured. He had me. I'll still go see anything Star Wars, in the hopes that that magic gets recaptured.
Loving The Mandalorian. Oh, I love it.
So good.
I absolutely love it. So, yeah.
Does it make you want to eat alien eggs?
That's gross. That so is gross. Disgusting.
He eats the grossest things.
Yeah. Well, I love when he's fighting with the octopus that he's trying to eat. And it's like on his face. And the guy goes, and Mando goes, don't play with your food. So cute. So cute.
Mando. He's awesome.
Yeah, that's a surprisingly good series. And what did I do? I did Ozark. Yes. I had to finish that. Right. So I cut into I finished Ozark and now I'm back on Mandalore. I watched an episode last night before bed. I don't know why I bothered with bed. I never sleep on Sunday nights, but whatever.
Sure. Do you watch TV in bed? Do you watch like on an iPad?
No, I have been sleeping in the other room, which has a TV.
Oh, so that's good.
I'm just watching in there.
That's nice. It's nice because then if you fall asleep there, you are already in bed.
I turn
it's not the
off,
way.
But,
it really right. isn't, but it's a lot of people fall asleep to the TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, George Lucas's birthday was
happy
on
birthday,
Saturday,
George.
78 years old. And Mark Hamill actually did a pose, who plays Luke Skywalker in the Star Wars world. Mark Hamill put up I thought it was the best series of photographs of George Lucas. It's them filming on Tatooine, which is, I don't even know where that's shot, somewhere in the desert. I don't know.
Vegas. Is it,
right, sure. And they're so young. It's pushing 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a cool picture. George is, dark haired and wearing kind of like a big leather jacket, and Mark Hamill's super, they're just so young. Oh,
yeah,
age.
They're kids.
They are kids.
But that's, what George did was create a whole other science fiction world that now is being kind of, I don't want to say perfected, but they now have teams building that out.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really neat.
He created a world.
Now when you go to Disney Plus, you've got Disney, Marvel, Star Wars. Like there's broken.
In the umbrella.
Right. It's broken apart and you can.
So let's put that Instagram shot up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page just so people can see it. It's a black and white photo and it's just iconic. I mean, it really is. You can sort of picture them there working on this movie that they didn't know was going to be what it
epic
turned out to be.
Right.
I mean, Star Wars, come on. That's something. We watch Star Wars and we watch a lot of other stuff too. Since September, and I don't know why they're measuring since September. Just since September, we have watched, as Americans, over 4 trillion minutes of TV. Just since this past September. Nielsen is saying it's over 4 trillion between September 20th of last year and May 8th of this year. The broadcasters and streamers that they analyzed, they didn't even do everybody. They did CBS, NBC, ABC and Fox, the big four networks, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus, and Disney Plus. So this is not HBO. This is not the CW or Showtime.
If you include the NFL, which that is the start of the NFL season through, there's, on top of that now add all the movies and the streaming
everything.
And the kids shows. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So who do you think had the most minutes between all the four top broadcast networks, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and Disney?
Netflix.
Netflix. By far.
Yeah.
Like twice what anyone else had. 1.3 trillion minutes of the 4 trillion are Netflix. Who's next?
It's not that I don't believe in the stock market, by the way, but when you hear, Netflix is down, you go, no, they're not.
How can they be?
That's all anyone watches. Get out of here.
They could lose half their viewership and they'd be still number one.
Sorry. I would say, wait, did you say Disney Plus is part of that?
Yes.
Yep. Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is sixth place.
Whoa.
Yep. So Netflix is number one with 1.33 trillion minutes. Disney Plus is sixth with 245 billion minutes. You know, they just don't have, they're gaining constantly, but they don't have the same numbers. Once they get up to Netflix numbers, I don't know what they have for subscribers, but I mean, really, anyone with kids is consuming that. I watch stuff on Disney all the time.
I would say, I didn't hear this story, but I would say Netflix wasn't really a guess. I really believed that. Now I'm on guesses. I would say Fox.
It's actually CBS is the most watched of all the television networks. 752 billion minutes for second place. So it is, it's close to half of what Netflix has.
Right.
Or it's a little over half. NBC was third with 596 billion minutes. ABC was fourth. Fox was fifth. Disney was sixth. Amazon Prime, 173 billion minutes. Hulu, 128 billion minutes in those 6-7 months.
Wow.
Apple TV was last, 21 billion minutes. Like, so much less than everyone else.
Well, they don't have as many great shows.
They don't, and they're newer. Like, everyone jumped on Disney because anyone with kids knows I want everything from Disney.
Right.
Apple TV, though, of all of these, it might be the one I'd keep.
No, you're wrong.
Well, which one would I keep?
You'd keep Netflix is what you'd keep.
I don't know. I don't watch it. I mean, you're right, but what is Outer Range on? There are so many good shows on Apple TV that I would not want to give up. Outer Range is the one with Josh Brolin. We're watching that, and it's great. Hmm. I am into that. And the Wendy's brother Ben is one of the main characters. He plays this kid named Perry. You know who I'm talking about. Ozark.
Oh, I do. Sure. Absolutely.
Looks like Prime Video.
Oh, that's on Amazon. Yeah, Amazon's got a lot of good stuff.
Right.
You watch Goliath? Billy
Bob Thornton? I watched it for a minute. I can't keep up with how many shows there are.
I know, there really are so many.
And the ones that I watch are the ones that are easiest for me to watch. So if I were to try and watch Goliath, I'd have to go find the missus, get her to sign in on the TV upstairs that I watch. Like, it's just, I just go, nah, I'm signed into Disney Plus.
So I'm all set. I'm good. Just watch The Mandalorian.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I got a couple things about Elon Musk.
How's he doing?
It's just so great.
Good.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Well, he's Elon the whole time.
He is. I saw some video of him. I don't know what award show, but he really does think he's the
king of the world.
He does. Mm-hmm. The smirk on his face is downright shocking. And I don't dislike the guy at all.
Sit down, bitch, be humble.
But I'm just watching him sort of be chesty. You know, there he is in his tux, and he's just walking around. He's fist bumping people. Hey,
yeah, good for
boom.
Him. Man of the people $300 billion.
Yeah, who do you think you are? The richest guy in the world?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You are. That's right. I forgot.
Right.
So as you have heard, the Twitter deal is temporarily on hold. You know, they say that the move is about the details supporting the calculation of fake accounts.
Right.
And Twitter says less than 5% of our accounts are fake accounts, and he wants to verify that, or supposedly. That it almost sounds like any excuse to take a second here. Snoop Dogg enters the picture now with Elon Musk saying, I'm going to hold on for a second and check this out about Twitter. He says, I may have to buy Twitter now. He went up because...
talks with a southern accent, does he?
He does. He went on to list his new board of directors as Jimmy from my corner fish fry, Tommy Chung, and that guy with the ponytail on CNBC. And then he detailed all the changes he would make, saying, first line of business, free internet on airplanes. $29 for 1 hour is bull S. Everyone gets the blue check mark. Even the bots with 10 letters in their name that hit you in DMs and just say hello. Nah, F those guys. He's obviously joking, and I don't know if he could muster the $44 billion it would take to buy Twitter, but he doesn't have that. But Elon quickly replied with two flame emojis, and Snoop was all like, oh my God, this is great. He says, you bring the fire, I'll bring the smoke.
Okay.
Put a little fire in a puff of smoke.
Right. Energy.
That's hilarious, right?
Doobie weed jokes, everyone.
Yeah, great. Elon Musk also praised Netflix for telling employees, if you don't like it, quit. He's actually bashed Netflix in the past as having kind of woke mind virus. He doesn't like that. Netflix's company culture guidelines say that staff should be able to work on content that they don't like.
I don't disagree.
In response to a tweet about the guidelines, Elon Musk said, it's a good move. Last month, he said, the woke mind virus is making Netflix unwatchable. Elon praised Netflix for its new company culture guidelines, saying the company might not be the best place for employees who couldn't work on content they might disagree with or find harmful.
I hate to say it, but that's when a company pays you, that's what the money's for, to do the job they need you to do.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with someone who says, I don't want to be part of this. It's against my
right,
my sensibilities, my
beliefs. No one's holding you there.
Move on.
Netflix says, as employees, we support the principle that Netflix offers a diversity of stories, even if we find some titles counter to our own personal values. This is the guidelines.
Yeah. Written.
Depending on your role, you may need to work on titles you perceive to be harmful. If you find it hard to support our content breadth, Netflix may not be the best place for you.
Yeah, how many times have you been told, you're playing this song, Sarah? And you're like, I don't like
you
this
work
song.
Here.
I don't want to play this song.
Me.
Right, you just play it. Get in there and play that song.
Whose radio station is this?
Right.
Turns out it's not mine.
Right.
I've been told many times.
So, I mean, that's sort of where I'm coming from is we've all been in those positions. And early on in my radio career, there were times when I would go, I'm not playing that. Mm-hmm. And my boss would go, oh, yes, you are. And I would lose.
Weird. I like winners.
I would lose because that's the job.
Well, it is.
There's your playlist. Hit play.
Yeah. On that list, in that exact order. Take a break, Woody.
What?
It's just nice to kick back and take a break sometimes. Mm. Woody Harrelson has opened a West Hollywood cannabis dispensary. He wants to get residents to come on, get higher. He was a longtime legalization activist and took part in a ribbon cutting at The Woods. Get it? Like Woody Harrelson? It's his new dispensary. He wants to start his own weed brand, but in the meantime, he's just selling weed there. He's also got, I like this about this. I know a couple of cannabis places in town that have the puff garden. You go in there.
Oh, like a place you hang.
You can try some stuff. You can sample the goods before you leave. If you you need a couple hours to spend or
an
hour.
Is it outdoor?
Yes, it's outdoors.
That's cool.
So it's in West Hollywood. He opened it on Friday the 13th, a legal cannabis dispensary that also includes a consumption lounge. It's in a little backyard garden, which is nice. Anything else interesting in this? He said, it's the greatest day I've had in a long time. He's had some good days, though.
You know what?
Woody's great. I love
Woody. We got to talk to him and had a really, I doubt we still have the interview, but it was really good.
He liked us. He told his management.
Yeah.
Like, I like those guys. Mm-hmm. You know.
And then he never came back.
And he never came back. Yeah. He probably forgot. Well, that's a problem with smoking too much weed. He don't remember stuff.
Or what, he says that to all the radio shows he does.
Exactly. And then we only say nice things about him the rest of his life. That's smart.
Artists who do that are smart. You're right. The ones who are above it and can't be bothered, they're the ones you almost take pleasure in when their careers go sideways. But all these others, like Michael Franti comes through here and you're like, he's my best friend.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
And even though I know he's best friends with every radio station,
right.
I still believe him.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Well, he's able to, he spreads it around happily. He's not stingy with the love.
He's good with that.
But most artists who are successful do know how to make you feel special.
Do you know the band, I think they're called Jesus Jones? Right here, right
Yeah.
Now. Mm-hmm. So my very first ever on-air interview.
Oh, did we do those guys?
No, we didn't do that.
Oh.
Far from it. So. Oh. They were playing a show for Q96 FM, Continuous Rock and Roll. Another guaranteed six in a row.
Can you find Right Here, Right Now? That was a hit. Everybody knows it.
For sure, you got it.
Can you name me another Jesus Jones song?
Hold on, let me listen to this. Let this wash over you. Oh, these guys are going to be around forever. Listen to that genius.
Right here, right now. There is no other place. Yeah, so that would have been like, I don't know, 91.
I don't know if they had a follow-up hit. I don't.
I'm going to say they didn't.
Okay.
Oh.
So they're the height of right here, right now.
This is your interview. This is your first on-air interview.
My very first
live
ever on-air interview with any musical act. Because I have my, you know, I'm working at this place in Florida. And
I love this story. I've never heard it before. I can't get enough.
Oh, I feel like I might have told you.
I have not. Go.
So I don't know the lead singer's name. But
can we get the lead singer's name?
Can I get the lead singer's name? So this is, let me just paint a picture for you. They're going to play at like the, some festival, because, you know, I'm in Orlando.
Q96, you're in Florida.
Q96, Orlando, right. Florida.
Talking to Mike Edwards.
Mike Edwards. I'm talking to Sarah Clark, talking to Mike Edwards.
And you're just, were you tripping?
I was freaking. I was freaking out.
Sure.
It was my first ever. I mean, done plenty of, been on the radio for a while. I was doing a live broadcast from Hooters, Orlando.
Classy.
Get tacky. No, it's classless. What is it? Whatever, who cares? So I'm sitting there at my little broadcast table, right? And okay. I'm doing like call-ins to the station, right? So it's a...
Oh, so you're not live.
No. So it's like the afternoon show is on and I'm doing, the old-timey call-ins like we used to do.
Sure.
But I had like a mic setup and we had like a setup. And... He shows up. And
Mike Edwards
of Jesus Jones
comes in to
talk with his entourage.
You weren't Sarah Emily there.
I was Sarah Clark.
Okay.
So he comes in and I'm excited and nervous and they're going to play some show in town that night or a Disney or whatever the hell they're
doing.
Hi,
Mike. Nice to meet you. Have a seat.
Yeah,
put your headphones on.
Sit down. He was so, like, even as he walked in, I was like, ooh, the vibe is I'm over this. I don't want to do this. Like, no eye contact with anyone, no smile. Even as we're sitting at the table, he's got this just mean look pasted on his face and he's looking down and I'm just, you know, hey, how's it feel? Your song is a huge hit. And he's like, how do you think it feels? Like, he's such a D-bag. Like, I mean, the interview was like maybe 40 seconds because he was just, and I'm like, it's me. What have I done wrong? And he just... No answer, one word answers, and just no answers, and like mean looks. I'm like, oh God! And I thought to myself as he left, I'm like sweating. You know, it's so nerve wracking to do an on air interview. Like, that's it. This is it. This is your chance. You do it, and it comes off good or it doesn't. It didn't. And so he's gathered up his crap, and they jet out of this place. They didn't want to be in a Hooters. I can blame them, really. And I just thought to myself, I hope your band fails.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
Because I was so mad and sad and freaked out.
So you torpedoed Jesus Jones.
I did. I am the reason that Jesus Jones never had another hit. Actually, I'm not the reason. Mike Edwards is the reason. What a jerk.
Yeah. No, I very, most of the time, these guys do know how to do it.
Yeah.
And they are great.
Do you remember when the Plain White Tees play? Oh my God, is it? Oh my God.
It's not. It's fine. That clock's off.
I just tell this really quick. Plain White Tees played one of our...
It's off. Don't worry about it.
The Plain White Tees with the Hey There Delilah guys.
Yeah.
Now, those are guys I wish success on. Where's their other hits? They were so kind, so sweet, mingled, hung out with everyone.
That's what you do.
That is what you do. I would, if they had had another good song, I'm sure Jane would have been like, oh, yeah, I'll put that on there. Great guys.
Good song.
Really, what is it?
What is it called?
You don't know it.
You can't know it.
And you can't
Hey There
find
Delilah
it.
Remix.
Yeah.
No,
the
it's
remix
not.
Version.
That's the other one.
Hey There, Rosanna.
I can't remember what it's called right now. We played it, though.
You know, they did have one more song.
Hey There, Matilda?
No, there was one other one.
Yeah, let's hear it. Is it as good as Hey There, Delilah?
Right, hold on one second. It's like that 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how it goes.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Is this it?
No, I'm playing something else right now.
Why?
Because that's the first one I could find. Sorry.
Anyway, okay, back to your story. But no, we're not. That's ridiculous. So... One time, The Cult, which was one of my favorite bands. This is when I was just starting in radio.
How exciting.
The Rock in San Diego.
They're so hardcore, too. Like, was that nerve-wracking?
Well, so I wasn't interviewing them. I was in the building. I was going to the show that night.
It's called 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah,
no one remembers that one. More loving than I've ever had.
Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Oh, yeah, this is
I do know this song,
yeah.
All right, they had two hits. See, they were nice, so they got another hit, but that was it.
Anyway, these guys are doing the interview, and they're super fun, and they're friendly, and they're being cool to the person who's interviewing them, and I'm like, I love The Cult.
Yeah.
And clearly the person on the air sees me down, like, you know how you can see through the windows. They see me watching. Oh, hey, this guy loves the... And I'm all, no, 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 no. Those two hugged me like they knew me forever. And of course, I don't like to hug. So the picture that they got of me is bug-eyed and like arms pulled in.
The body language is stiff.
But I still look back on that and go, those dudes, they knew how to do it. Yeah. They hugged me up because they knew I loved them and made that moment. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
Artists.
That's all you have to do. You know what? Be cognizant of other people around you and try to give some of the love back.
Understand your fame and that you can sell it forever if you just do right by that.
Yep.
Der George.
Mike Edwards.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mike.
Bye.
I don't know what's coming up next, but we're going to do new.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Stevie Nicks is coming to the Bay Area. You can enter for a chance to win tickets to see her at the Shoreline Amphitheater on June 12th by going to radioalice.com/contests.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation knows food insecurity doesn't stop after the holidays. That's why they give back to our communities year-round through a variety of programs. Visit FremontBank.com/community to find out more about the foundation.
Nice.
It is nice. I hope this is just a quick. I don't want to radnitch you, but did you see this Pixar announcement?
Nope. Do it.
The next movie is going to be called Elemental, and it's from the guy who did The Good Dinosaur. Have you seen Good Dinosaur?
No.
Have you seen Good Dinosaur?
Of course I have, yeah.
Oh, the critter's so cute, huh?
Adorable, the critter.
You guys have talked about is that on Disney?
I think so.
Good Dinosaur is a must-see.
So it's the same guy who...
Disney did, Plus, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But next one's called Elemental.
All right. What, any I kind of
no idea,
about it,
just or? I just saw it, was passing it, and went, oh, that's great news. Mm. So I'll keep an eye out for Elemental, everyone. All right. Over the weekend, we figured out who will be playing in the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. It's going to be the Warriors versus the Mavericks.
Wow.
And
way to
the
go,
first
Warriors.
Game, yes, we're there. I mean, we still have some more games to win.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Wednesday, 6 p.m. tip time. Go Warriors. Mm-hmm. By the way, since I screwed up my whole order, I meant to mention cooler today, not as hot.
Oh, that's good. It's been
so
stifling,
hot.
Yeah.
It was like 78.
At oh my God!
7 o'clock last night.
Oh, at 7 o'clock, I was gonna say it sounds 78's kind of a perfect day.
Oh no! At night in my upstairs bedroom area, just going
that's why you have AC.
No, I don't want to start that yet. It's too soon.
That's what it's for. You know, you can turn it off.
I know, but it's
you don't
too
have to.
Soon.
You don't start it and run it the whole summer.
Gosh.
Sometimes your house just holds the heat, though.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you, but I don't want to start that yet.
Mm.
It's too soon. Anyway, according to a new report, American jobs that are dominated by women include kindergarten teachers. Boy, I didn't say that right, did I? Dental hygienists and cosmetologists.
Well, you're having some trouble.
Well, there's a bunch of words I didn't proofread. The jobs dominated by men include brick masons, plumbers, and electricians. Boy, stereotypical stuff, huh?
Really, yes.
Wow.
Quite. Bryn is a plumber and an electrician. And I'm sure you could lay a brick if you needed to.
Yeah, probably. I've worked in that in the past, yeah.
Almost 99% of preschool and kindergarten teachers in the U.S. are female.
Wow. Huh. Men gravitate toward older kids, I guess.
I guess, yeah. I don't have the patience for... I have a little preschool kid. I don't have the patience for it. It's scary.
Teaching's a calling.
Yeah. Yep. And the grace that you see someone handle the constant questions or the look on someone's face. By that I mean my daughter's face when you say no and she looks at you like, I'm gonna keep trying anyway.
Yes is my answer.
I'm not stopping.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do about it? I'm gonna get in my car and drive away.
Oh my God. Is that an option? I have no idea.
No.
I didn't realize.
But that's what goes through my head is I'm just gonna leave. That's what I should do.
I actually jumped out of the car one time. Just stopped the car, parked it on the side of the road, and got out of the car, slammed the door, and walked down the street.
And you left your four-year-old in the car?
I left my two kids in the car.
Nice, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, I was freaking out. They were just, you know, they were like 6 and 4 and going bananas in the back. And I did come back. I didn't leave them. But I got out and I'm walking.
The next day or?
No, like really soon afterward. Like something, you know, people were looking at me and I was like, well, I can't get away clean here. So I went back. But then they were just like, and they shut up.
Oh!
It totally worked.
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm. Look at you.
I didn't feel good about it though. They were like horrified. Like horrifying your children is not a good, makes them feel like that lady could leave.
Well, yeah.
That lady,
what's the point, isn't it?
I don't know. What you were trying to tell them is.
You want them to feel like they can count on you to not leave them on the side of the road. That was actually probably a big parenting fail, but did get their attention, which was nice.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Yelling doesn't work.
I haven't gotten to the.
Well, it's good. Look at you with your acres of patience.
No, I don't. I don't. For sure, I don't.
Try the walking away.
I actually tried that all the time.
The walk away?
I'm afraid that I don't get out of the car. I usually go, all right, I'm leaving.
And she goes, no! Yeah. I never liked to threaten things that I wasn't going to do, you know?
Well, I'd walk out. I'll leave the room, you know? No, I'll walk outside.
Sure, walking out.
Like
right,
I'm hanging
to
the car.
Leaving the car.
I'm totally faking it, but yeah.
Wow. You guys are hardcore.
Well, she's not... like listening,
right?
You know, she's not paying attention. I'm trying to.
That's their gig. They don't listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And my gig is to teach you and make you listen.
And that's working.
Well, it works when I walk out.
All right.
Yeah, you got to follow through.
I'm still dealing with that. I say goodnight. Like last night, I said goodnight to everybody. Went up to my room, locked the door. Now I'm in bed mode.
In bed.
And right outside the door is this. Edie. I said goodnight to you already. I know, but can I just get a hug and a kiss? How are you supposed to say no to that?
Like this. No! Go away!
I'm weak. I'm a weakling.
Mm, you're not weak.
There I am, hugging her and
sometimes
kissing her.
Sometimes it's easier to do that, but then now you're teaching them that every time that they want a hug and a kiss or just to bother you, nothing will happen.
I haven't checked one of the premier newsmen in the world's Instagram yet today.
Oh, Scott.
But Scott Budman usually gets good photos of
I'm going to look right
space
now
stuff
because he is.
There was a blood moon lunar eclipse happening overnight. Sarah, you saw it, right?
I saw a little tiny piece of it. Oh, there it is.
Of course, the Budman has.
Of course,
it.
He does. Here you go.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Good job,
Scott. I should have known.
The blood moon flower.
It's bright red. Yeah, it's very cool. Anyway, that happened overnight. It looks like it happened earlier, like you mentioned, in the evening than...
Yeah, it was still... I could see the first beginnings of it, but then it was just... it was too bright. And there were actually a lot of clouds. I did not get a good look at it. And then I had to go to bed. You know, it's...
Yes, I do know it. Oh, also, in other space news.
Yes, dear.
Tell scientists grew plants in lunar soil for the first time.
What does that mean? They took the regolith off the moon and were able to...
Yes.
What kind of plants?
Well, I didn't...
Plants that had
I should have known you would ask about plants. Like what plant?
Or just
plant?
Like, you know, grass,
it's a fern,
moss.
Okay?
Oh,
it's
fern. A,
well, I don't know. Now you don't get excited
was
about that. I'm making up
fern?
Answers. Come on. I don't know what... Can you look up what they grew?
Oh,
ferns,
man.
Ferns have spores. They don't...
Should have known.
What? Did you just...
Who cares?
Yeah, that's how they propagate.
Don't dig
they
into
don't
my
seeds.
Bogus
have,
answers on things.
Spores.
I'm making crap up. I don't know what they grew, but I just thought that's interesting. But then, of course,
it is very interesting. Well, I mean, what does that mean? That we could dome a place on the moon and wet that the whatever the matter is on top.
I guess.
I feel like.
I guess honestly,
okay.
You tell us what it
I
means.
I don't know what it means.
Hold on. Can I just give you this so you can read it? Because I cannot
what?
Figure out how to say this name.
Just say it.
Okay, I'll try.
You're gonna be fine.
Arabidopsis thaliana.
Oh well, what's the common name?
It's
a fern.
Thaliana.
It's going to be a fern.
Is it? Just send it over.
It's a
it
plant
over.
Related to mustard greens.
Oh,
you can eat mustard greens. So something that would be edible. That's interesting.
You like it?
Well, sure. Yes.
You ready to move to the moon?
Maybe. I'll go visit.
Okay.
What's the real estate cost up there? I have to assume it's pretty expensive up
I'm
there.
Gonna bet
everything
that
has to be imported.
With that view as well.
Oh,
come on.
I know. That would imagine that. Mm. Living on the moon. God, I'd love it.
No, you
already had the best view in the Bay Area for a minute there.
I had a good view. I don't like that house, though.
Good?
It was a good view. It didn't have a full city view. It had the bridge, though. It was nice.
Oh,
did you
my
have both
God.
Bridges?
Did you see that? Did you ever go to her mansion?
No,
on the
but
top
I
of
saw it
hill?
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still up,
the
actually.
The best view.
It didn't have a full view of the city.
It didn't have a full
city.
View of the city. You
oh,
could see the
tops
of like, some of the. Although now we would have had the Salesforce Tower. The best view in this of anyone I know is Dan and Danielle, the king and queen of Mill Valley.
Wow.
They live like on the side of Mount Tam, and they just like the valley just sweeps away from their house, full view of the city and all of bridges. I'm just like, ah! Oh.
It would be easy for someone to see what's happened for them and be jealous or even angry. But that dude built a company. It's the American dream. He worked his ass off, built a company, sold it.
Sold it just in time.
And now everything that they're enjoying that they post, you kind of go like, oh, come on. Too much. But is it? No.
No.
They did work hard.
They worked hard. They made their money and they're living their life. Good for them.
Yep.
And I would love to come to Costa Rica and do some surfing for a week at your place there.
Oh, right? My God. They would totally host you.
Oh,
they
I don't know that they
love
would.
You. Of course
well,
they
I mean,
would.
Still, they can't have everybody to their house.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, they
no, they can't.
They're it's begging fat. Us to go.
It's huge.
Yeah. They got a place. It. Never mind. They have a bunch of places now.
Oh in the Mill Valley place next to Hagar's?
Yep. House? So they got the Mill Valley place, the Costa Rica place, and I think they've got like a place in a like really nice ski area.
You think they got?
I know they do, but I'm not going to
talk about it.
I don't want to say where. I don't think
why
that,
not?
Because it doesn't feel
it's a mountain.
Because it's
you're
Aspen.
Not giving the street address, are you?
Yeah, it's Jackson Hole.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Isn't
is that
Wyoming?
Wyoming?
I think it's Wyoming, yeah.
Wow. Have you been?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. I
will,
don't
know. Though. If they ask
oh,
me,
you're
going to
go.
Well, I'm not going to invite myself. But
well, it sounds like you are.
I mean, if this is that, then yes. Just let her know.
Wow. All right. I just realized I'm out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to. Oh, boy, that's not what I wanted. That's a commercial for later.
Just think soon you'll have that all in your computer and you'll go click. There's the text.
Misbehavior and giving timeout stop working for us quickly with our strong-willed ADHD child. So karate classes taught us that a wall sit for 1 minute.
A wall sit?
What's a wall sit?
Is that the one where you sit in a wall and hurt your thighs?
I don't know.
Oh. Like where you pretend that the wall is the back of the chair and
exactly,
you sit in a chair position?
I don't know. Let's see. That's a good
or
one.
Is it just go sit over
is,
there by the wall?
We do. Right now, I will do a timeout with the youngest and she hates it. And we'll ball through the whole thing. It's clearly working.
Yeah.
So you're going to stand there for 5 minutes. And she's... Ah! Sorry, buddy.
But then what happens?
Well, it she doesn't want that. There's a wall sit.
There's a wall sit.
Hard on the thighs.
That chick is buff.
Yeah,
that
she is.
That's a good exercise. It feels really good for like 16 seconds. And then you're like, okay, this is starting to hurt. Ow.
925 says, Vinny, hug and a kiss before you go to sleep. Then when they knock on the door, do not respond. You need to reach boundaries while they're young. Yeah, I know, but I mean, come on. She's my cute little kid going, I just want to hug and a kiss.
She's knocking until he responds. So there's no sleeping. He's just going to be huddled there in a ball of anxiety. Like, oh, I just want to answer. Get it over with.
Come on, Vin. Plain Tees did Rhythm of Love also.
Ba-da-da-da. They did? What's that?
You know that?
Yeah, I do know that one.
Oh. Let me hear Rhythm of Love.
All right.
You knew I was going to ask for it. Why do you act like it's a surprise?
Because the time's up. That's why. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Oh!
Oh, I do know this song.
Yeah, I'll just...
Good for them. See, they were nice, so they got three hits. Stuck in the clouds. She begs me to come down,
says boy. Quit fooling around. This is the Plain White Tees?
Yeah. I told her I love the view from up
here. Sun and who's that guy who wrote the song to his daughter?
Song to his daughter.
You know the Jack one. Johnson.
No, but he's like that.
It's Richard Johansson.
No, not Richard Johansson.
Scarlett.
It's a huge hit. We play it here all the time, but that's what this guy.
I know exactly who you're talking about. It's the guy who does.
I gotta stop saying this. Play the song.
Yeah, stop playing the song.
Okay, let's think about it now.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. He does it. The song is
I know what you're talking about too.
And he does the laundry song on Sesame Street.
Oh.
Or no, he goes go out. No, it's the go outside song. He's at a laundromat, but laundromat.
It's Hal.
No, laundromat.
Hampton.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Not
Hal. John.
Come on, Brand, no, help us out. We can't go to commercial without it.
Yeah, people are texting it right now.
People
are texting it. They know exactly what we're talking about. He says, you know, I wish you the best of this. I hope you never. I hope that your flap.
Yeah.
Watch. Uh-huh.
You're on to this, Sarah.
Slap bracelet.
Slap bracelet.
Keep going.
What's the hell?
Do you know or not?
No, I don't
know.
How
is that not Jack Johnson? Who is that?
It's not Jack Johnson, but it's like that.
Somebody else.
It's Habel DeMurdo.
Let's see if anybody's going to save us.
They're texting us, yes. Save us. Save us.
Save me.
Never mind. We'll be back with the answer.
I want to know. I got to know right now.
Who's that guy? Karen Williams.
Karen Williams. Yeah, that one. That could be it.
I don't know.
Todd.
It's not
Snocker Market.
We're so off.
Come on, text us.
Can anybody, please? Coco, nothing?
Is it Jason Mraz?
Jason Mraz! That's it!
It just popped out of my head.
That's who I was thinking.
Let's go to commercial break now.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.